The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
This might be the biggest game between the San Jose Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks since 2018, 8 years ago, when the two teams squared off in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Sharks won that series 4-0, and in this game, they've got to win any way they can. After a big victory against St. Louis on Monday, the Sharks find themselves sitting with 75 points. They're only 2 points off the last playoff spot currently held by Nashville, and the Sharks, as of today, have 2 games in hand on the Predators. But there are bigger sights available, too. While the Sharks find themselves 7 points out of third place in the division, they have 3 games in hand on the Vegas Golden Knights, and so you can do the calculus for yourself as to winning those games in hand and getting closer to even a better spot in a playoff position. But the Sharks also understand that tonight's going to be a tough matchup. Anaheim is in first place in the division with 87 points as one of the more improved clubs this season. Head coach Ryan Warsawski knows exactly what his team is in for.
Yeah, this is just a team that can get on the offense. They go. It's a rush team. They can make you pay off the rush. So we got to make sure our referees is critical, our D's gaps. We're taking away time and space. And then just our desperation to continue to defend in our D zone. That will lead us to play in the offense, and we have to have an understanding of that tonight.
One thing that's been important is that the club has matured in the face of adversity, and Warsawski says that's a project that continues throughout the year.
Yeah, I think we've kind of found an understanding of how we need to play this time of year and what gives us success. And, through games and momentum shifts in games and the intensity and the focus level you need to play this time of year is, you got to be really dialed in with the puck, without the puck, shift to shift, period to period. And I think our group is starting to learn that more and more as we go here.
Is there anything that the Sharks can't afford to do tonight? Well, the head coach has a couple of ideas on that.
This time of year, you just really can't have passengers. And I think, the last 3 games, we haven't had that. We've had a level of desperation from all 4 lines, from all 6 defensemen, to have, an understanding and awareness of how to defend, how to play in critical situations throughout the game. And I think that's what's given us success here lately.
Defenseman Vinny Desharnais, who's a key to the team's penalty kill and gets a regular shift out there alongside Dmitry Orlov in recent games, talked about the concept of delaying the opportunity when Anaheim ultimately does go on the rush. Sticking to that sort of an idea could make a big difference in this game.
Yeah, I mean, it helps a lot. I think with that, having a good F3 is a big key for us. And tracking back hard, it's going to help the D-man have a good gap. And when you try to delay, you're trying to have a good gap. So it makes it hard for the forwards to get speed and to create plays. We know the game plan. We know they're explosive team. They're really good off the rush. So we'll have to make sure that we play as a group of five and we're well connected. Because if we have holes, it's gonna be a long night for us.
And according to Desharnais, the Sharks forwards have done a really outstanding job in helping the defense close the gaps at their own blue line.
I think the last 2 games, it's been making a big difference. Being connected as a group of five. Whether it's on the forecheck, whether it's on the backcheck, neutral zone, it makes the team look a lot better when everyone is playing together, playing connected. It's going to be, when you play a team that's that offensive and that have so many weapons, so much skill, you got to make sure that you're patient with it because we're going to get our chances. But we can't dive in. We can't take too many chances early on. And I think that by being patient and keeping our structure as we did the last 2 games, I think it's going to be a big key for us.
Yaroslav Askarov gets the start in goal for the Sharks tonight. And the only change that might occur from Monday is at the forward position. Igor Chernyshov wasn't feeling all that well this morning, according to the Sharks coaching staff. And so if he doesn't play, that means that Ty Dellandrea will get back in after missing 30 consecutive games with a knee injury. Delandria talked about his journey back.
Yeah, it's been eye-opening for sure. I've never been out for that long or had an injury of that sort, so it's been eye-opening. And, yeah, you learn a lot about how much you miss the game and just maybe sometimes take for granted just playing, you know, every night. So, yeah, I missed it a lot, missed the guys. The guys have been awesome, supportive, and then our staff has been amazing. Just helped me get back as quick as possible. Potsy, Steve-O, Ross, everybody has been great. Just being in my corner.
What was the most eye-opening part of being injured for so long? Delandria gave us some thoughts on that.
I think just how when the guys are on the road and you're at home training for a long period of time, how, you know, isolated you are, and you're just trying to rehab and get back. So you miss the guys and then just missing the game. You know, I miss, it's what we love to do. We're competitors and we like to play hockey. So watching games and wanting to be out there in a big playoff push has been a grind, but hopefully we'll be back soon and help the guys.
One thing that Delandria had was definite support from all of his teammates. He says that he got a lot of phone calls from a lot of different people.
Everybody. Guys have been awesome, man. I'm so thankful for a supportive group of guys, you know, checking in, seeing how I'm doing, making me feel part of it from a long way. So it's an unbelievable group, and they've been all been awesome.
Whether or not he plays tonight is one thing, but Delandria says that just skating with the team and being ready to go and eventually getting back in brings lots of emotions forward.
Yeah, it was amazing. First time skating, felt awesome, and yeah, just all those emotions of coming back and being on the ice again, getting to skate again. It's what we like to do. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun coming back and being with the guys again, skating with the team. It's been great.
What's the most challenging part about coming back now at this stage of the season when everything is so tight and so intense? Ty told us what he thought about that.
I think the most challenging part would be just playing at that speed and your conditioning. You know, I didn't skate for about 2 months, so you don't even take that long of time off in the summer, right? So just getting that conditioning back, I think we've done a great job with our coaches and medical staff of having really hard days and pushing it, so you try to simulate it as a game as much as you can, but you'll never be able to simulate a game in practice, no matter how hard you go. If you're out there for 4 hours, it won't be like a game, you know. So just getting that conditioning back in the best place it can be.
And Delandria told us about his mindset about what he needs to do if he does get into action today.
Yeah, just I want to help the guys, you know. We're in this playoff hunt, and this is the best type of hockey to play. This is, I think, where I love to play most, and where I even play the best in those playoff situations. So I'm really excited to just try to help the guys. If that's tonight, if that's a few games from now, whenever that is, I'm just excited to bring something to the team, help win games.
The Sharks haven't played Anaheim since December 29th, a pretty tight game at the Honda Center in Southern California, and a game won by the Sharks 5-4 when Zach Ostapchuk got his very first goal in a Sharks uniform to get the game winner. Kept in by the Sharks, offensive zone. Back to even strength here. But Goodrow back to the point. Iorio shoots, score! It was tipped in front. I think Zach Ostapchuk got a piece of that. That would be his first goal in a Sharks uniform, and it's a big one. The Sharks 5, the Ducks 3 with 6:13 to go. Of course, things were a little bit less positive when the Sharks faced Anaheim at home on October the 11th. That one went to overtime, and it went the wrong way. Out to center ice in the rebound, Celebrini and Eklund move it back to their own territory. And William Eklund leaves it for Celebrini, moves up the middle of the ice. Here comes Macklin weaving to his left, lead pass. Eklund takes it off the left boards. He'll keep the puck going all the way back to the right point. Liljegren keeps it in. Here's Celebrini trying to twist through. Couldn't do it. Anaheim's coming out. Celebrini's trying to get back. Carlson down the left side for Anaheim, moving in, shooting it, and he scores! It's happened again at the Shark Tank. Anaheim roars back. San Jose had a two-goal lead. Anaheim scores. And Carlson wins it for the Ducks in overtime. Tune in to San Jose Sharks Anaheim Ducks hockey. Scott Hannon joins me with the call starting at 5:30 Pacific time. It's a little earlier because of national television coverage on TNT, and it's an opportunity for all of you to sync up our Sharks Audio Network broadcast to the national television feed if you want local color for this contest. The Sharks and the Ducks are always colorful. We've got the game, 5:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.